Today's shiur is Masecht Nida Daf Mem Vav. We will begin on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom of Bo Elohu. As we have been learning from the Mishnah and the Gemara in the previous shiur, a boy is bar mitzvah at 13 years old and 2 simonim, and a girl is bas mitzvah at 12 years old, which becomes 12 years old and brings 2 simonim. Ask the Gemara. If we have a situation where the boy is 12 years old and he brought 2 simonim, the 2 saris, the girl is 11 years old and she brought the 2 saris. And the question of the Gemara is, will that make that boy or that girl be considered adults, be considered as if they're ready gedolim? The Mefarshim have a number of ways of attempting to understand this Gemara. Some of us want to suggest what the Gemara is really suggesting is that it's the simonim, it's the saris that makes somebody into a gadol. And as soon as they have those saris, they will be a gadol even though they don't have the proper age. The problem with that pshat is that if that is the case, then why is the Gemara specifically speaking about a year before the bar bas mitzvah? If the saris is what the Gemara is suggesting is all that counts, so then we should just look at when the saris come, no matter what the age is. So the way to answer that question is that saris before a certain age, everybody will agree, are not considered saris. And that's why the Gemara is saying it may well be that saris make a boy or a girl bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, but saris are only saris at a certain point. That's one way to Mefarshim explain the Gemara's question. Rav Shach, I saw in his Seif Aviezri, has a different approach to understand the Gemara's question. He says the Gemara never wants to, at least at this point, suggest that shonim, age, is not a factor. But the Gemara is suggesting, says Rav Shach, is that even though, as we learned in the Mishnah, in the Gemara yesterday, we'll speak about it in today's shiur as well, the 13-year-old is the age by a boy, 12-year-old is by a girl, but we also spoke about, and we will speak about it more at the end of the parak, that a day in the year or a month in the year is considered like the year is up. So what the Gemara is asking is as follows. Normally we need for a boy to be a bar mitzvah that he should be 13 years old. For a girl to be bas mitzvah, she needs to be 12 years old. If we'll have a situation where they bring saris earlier, then we could employ the other rule that a couple of days in the year is considered, or a day in the year is considered like the year past. So since you have early development of saris, plus that concept, the Gemara is questioning maybe they ought to be considered gedolim at that point or not. So again, Baalu asked the Gemara, Teichsman, Klifnezman, Olakachesman. Asked him, Alamai Hilchasa. Why is this relevant? Ela Dorim, if we're speaking regarding the Hashayla of Nedorim, Lav Klifnezman, Velav Kalachesman Damya. As we learned in the previous year, again, a concept that we'll speak about later in today's year again. There's a concept by Nedarim, specifically by Nedarim, of Mufla Samachlish, and that a year before the Bar Mitzvah, a year before the Bas Mitzvah, if they have the proper intelligence, then Nedarim on Nedarim. So that's already answered. We learned it, and we will discuss it further. So that can't be what the Gemara's question is about. It says, the Gemara, Ella Anshin. The question is, as we alluded, the Gemara's question is a boy or a girl a year before the bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, with the saris going to be considered as if they're adults and be chayiv anshin? Mai. What will be the halacha? Rav Rav Chanina d'Amri Tavayu, Toichsman Kalifnezman, they're considered already adults. Rav Yachman Rav Yishu ben Levi d'Amri Tavayu, Toichsman Kalachazman. The way to remember who holds what, says the Gemara, v'zois l'fnim b'Yisrael. So the Mefarshim all try to understand how does this siman of v'zois l'fnim b'Yisrael connect to remembering that Rav and Rav Chanina are the man, the Omrim, that hold Toichsman Kalifnezman. Rashi gives 2 pshatim. One pshat, Rashi says, is that the word Chanina is Lashon Nekeva. The word Zois also is Lashon Nekeva. So Zois, the person whose name is a Lashon Nekeva, holds lifnim, holds lifnezman, the toichzman's kalifnezman. Another pshat that Rashi suggests is that in the word be Yisrael, there is the name Rav, and therefore, again, that alludes the Rav holds the toichzman kalifnezman. Both interesting stretches. So another pshat, I saw other pshatim, the Mefarshim attempt to give. One pshat is, I saw from Rambengus. Rambengus says that in the Medrash, it's Rav Chanina who is the one that explains the Pasuk. He has a number of explanations in the Pasuk of Vezois Lefnim B'Yisrael. So we see that Rav Chanina is connected to this Pasuk. Another pshat that I saw, a very interesting pshat, it actually has relevance, Laloch Lamaisa. If we take the words Rav and Rav Chanina, they equal 543. And the word Bisrael also equals 543. So Rav, Rav Chanina are represented in this Pasuk. What's the interesting point with this? The interesting point with this is, to get to that equal gematria, you have to spell Chanina with a hey at the end, not Chanina with an aleph. And there's a question, what indeed is the proper spelling of Chanina, which would seem to indicate that the proper spelling Chanina is with a hey, which is not really what most Paiskim hold. Most Paiskim spell Chanina with an aleph. One more pshat, interesting pshat, is that the world changes. And in earlier generations, people matured earlier than they mature currently. So he says, the man the Amos says, Zois lefnim b'Yisrael. In earlier generations, Teichzman was kalifnezman because they matured earlier. Ask the Gemara, Mos Rav Hamnuna, it says in the Braisa, it said in our Mishnah, Achaz man hazeh. Again, our Mishnah spoke about the halachas of Nedarim. So our Mishnah says, Achaz man hazeh. Even though we don't know, we don't have the proper intelligence, the shame min nagdashnu, but once the bar ubas mitzvah, the loch is nedreim neder, vagdeshim hegdish. Ha-toichzman. Isn't that Mishnah clearly indicating that toichzman is treated kalifnezman? You have to already be the of age. So the obvious question, when we learn this Gemara, and it's we get posh pshat, is Rav Hamnuna is trying to bring a raya to our question from our Mishnah. But hasn't our Gemara just a moment ago saying that Nedarim are unique? Nedarim have special rules. So how is our Mishnah, which speaks about Nedarim, a raya to the Shaila? So the Mefarshim answer, and it's clear in the Gemara, that this is pshat in the Gemara, that Rav Hamnuna is not bringing his raya from the din of the Mishnah. Because the din of the Mishnah is regarding the Dharam. And we're speaking about Unshim. We're not speaking about the Dharam. What Rav Hamnuna means to say is that the words of the Mishnah are superfluous. And therefore they must be coming to teach us. It seems that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that Toichzman is Kalifnezman. Amle Rava says, Rava, if that's the point that you're trying to make, that there are extra words in the Mishnah, and those extra words are here to teach us this halacha, we can make a counter argument. It said in the ratio, before 11 by a girl, 12 by a boy, even though they said we know what we did, since they're underage, what they did is not counted. Seemingly, what is the Mishnah teaching us? The Teichzman, once they get 11 by a girl, 12 by a boy, Kalachzman. So if, says Rava to Rav Hamnuna, if you're going to be looking at the Mishnah's extra words, you can make an argument either way. Says the Mavalohi. Rava was on the wrong track. Rava katoyu. Rava sovar. Rav Hamnuna Mishnah Yisera kadaik. Now what was the basis of Rav Hamnuna's raya? From the extra words of the Mishnah. And therefore Rava makes a very good argument. Vadadaik misaifa. Instead of saying that the Sefer is hit with extra words to teach us the halacha, the Daik Mereisha, we could come to just the opposite conclusion from the Reisha. Says the Mavalohi, that isn't what Rav Hamnuna meant to say. Rav Hamnuna meguf the Mesnitzka Daik. He says, let's learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Lachazman Heichidomi. What does the Mishnah mean when it speaks about Lachazman? Idalai Aisi Shtei Saras. Here we're speaking about a child who didn't bring Shtei Saris, cotton who. So what's the Mishnah saying? That once he's over age, his nether is a nether. Why is his nether a nether? Elalav, it must be the Isis Shtei Saris. And what is the Mishnah teaching us? Only because the Lachl is manhu, he's already the proper age, 13 by a boy, 12 by a girl, and now he also brought Shtei Saris, the Gamlei Lemilsei, that is why he is considered an adult. Anything else, without both of those conditions having been met, Teichsman Klefnezman. One raya against the Shita that holds Teichsman is Klefnezman. Void Masr of Zera, another raya. The Pasuk says, Ish Kiyaf Lilinda Neder, Mat Hamaloymer, what is the Torah teaching us with this Pasuk? As the Rishonim explain, the Torah has two parshas that speak about Nedar. Once the Torah says, Ish Kiyida Neder, so we learn that only adult is able to make Nedar. So if that's the point of the Pasuk, why does the Torah again have to repeat the word Ish? We already learned the lesson of Ish. Ish l'rabbis ben yon givim shan v'yam echad, shapish any day l'hafli, the darm kayam. That if he's already bar mitzvah, even though he doesn't have the proper intelligence, his neder stands. Is the question again. Hechidami, either loy icy shtei saris, if he didn't bring the shtei saris, then he's not an adult, he's a kotnu. Elav, it's talking about a case that he brought the shtei saris. And what is the Torah teaching us? Tam the ben yom get the ben yud gimel v'yomechad hu da'ava le'ish. Only because he met both conditions. He has the age and the saris. Ha'toichsman kelifnezman. Otherwise, he's not considered an adult, even though he has the shtei saris, and even though she's 11 already, and he's 12 already. T'yufta. So the opinion that holds that toichsman kelachasman has been refuted. Very interesting. Even though our Gemara uses the words t'yufta, we're going to see that it's actually perhaps a machloikis tanom, and that there are tanom that hold toichsman kelachasman. And the Mefarshim point out, from here we see that the Gemara could use the word t'yufta, but doesn't mean a complete refutation. So suggest the Gemara, Amrav Nachman Ketanoi. We could suggest that this question of when, what is the halacha by a girl who's 11, but she brought Shtei Saris, a boy who's 12, but he brought Shtei Saris, may be actually the subject of a machloikis tanum. It says in a braisa, Ben Tesh Shonim Shevi Beis Aris. We have a 9-year-old boy that brought Shtei Saris, so everybody agrees that that's Shuma. That those Shtei Saris should be looked at like a mole, like a wart, and they don't have any halachic meaning. Mi Ben Tesh Vad Beis Yud Beis Shonim V'yom Echad. So the opinion of Tanakama is a Shuma. It's ignored. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Simen. It's considered a Simen. And there's a very big machloikis Rishonim how to learn the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Shimon. The way we're going to learn, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the way we're going to learn, which is the way most Rishonim learn, is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda doesn't mean to say that if a boy is 10 years old, 11 years old, and he brings Shtei Saris, he's a gadol. That's not what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda means. What Rabbi Yosef Yehuda means is that if a boy has Shtei Saris, he develops those Shtei Saris when he's 10 years old, and they're still there after he becomes a bar mitzvah, we don't disregard those Shtei Saris, rather we say that he's a gadol. The Chacham say the fact that those Shtei Saris were there from before, that's an indication that those Shtei Saris are Shuma, and they should be ignored. Rabbi Yossi says we could count on those Shtei Saris. But even Rabbi Yossi will agree that he only becomes a bar mitzvah at the right age, or bas mitzvah at the right age. That's how most Rishonim learn. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh learns a chiddush nifla. The Rosh learns that according to Rabbi Yossi, he can become a bar mitzvah at a very young age, as long as you bring the Shtei Saris. What's a raya to the first pshat? Because if the Rosh's pshat is correct, then why is the Gemara refuting the opinion that says Teichsman Kelachasman? We have Rabbi Yossi clearly holding that way. The fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest that, as we'll see, is a raya that the first pshat is the correct pshat. But the Mefarshim do have a very interesting approach, very famous Yeshiva Shechakira, how to understand this Machlokes Rishonim. It's clear, as we've been learning and will continue learning, that in order for a child, for a person to be godly, you have to have the age and the saris. The question is, what do the saris show? Are they a simen or are they a siba? If we learn they're a simen, so the first pshat that we learned is very gishmak. They don't show that he's a godl. They don't create him being a godl. They're only a simen. But you have to wait till he has the proper age. If you say, on the other hand, that saris are a siba, that they are what causes a child to become a godl, and the Rosh's pshat is very understood. As soon, Rav Yossi says, as soon as he has the shtei saris, he becomes a godl. Suggest the Gemara. Let's review what Tanakam said. Hagufa kasha. It seems to be self-contradictory. Amr de ben tesa jibay shanim yom shuma. We should ignore it. Hayud gimel shana. Gufa. If they were there at 13, it would be a simon. For hadatani. And then it said, ben yud gimel shanim yom echot simon. Hayud gimel shana gufa. In the 13th year itself. Hayud gimel shana gufa shuman. So now we have a question. How do we look at the 13th year, at that year after his 12th birthday? It seems to be self-contradictory. How do we reconcile these wording? My love will have to say that this statement that we thought represented one opinion, the opinion of the Rabbanan, is actually a machloikas tanum, the mass of her toichsman kalachasman, and therefore shtei saras that appear after the 12th birthday make him into a godel, or mass of her Teichsman Kalifnezman. So the Gemara is suggesting that in the wording of the Tanakhama, there's actually a machloikas tanoim around the question that we began today's shiur with. Says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand the Braisa. Rather, the way to understand the Braisa is the Kulam Teichsman Kalifnezman. Everybody holds that before the proper age, he's not bar mitzvah. V'idivitanoikas. And the Braisa is speaking about girls. But if we recall, in yesterday's shiur, we quoted a machloikas Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar, where Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar debated what are the ages when a boy or a girl become bar bas mitzvah. Rebbe held, as we hold, that a boy at 13 and a girl at 12. Reb Shimon ben Elazar said just the opposite. A boy at 12 and a girl at 13. So he says it's very gishmak. This Braisa is speaking about, we're talking about a girl in this Braisa. And the machloikis is the machloikis of Rebbe Reb Shimon ben Elazar. According to Rebbe, a girl at 12 becomes bas mitzvah, she has the shtei saris. That's the statement that says 12. The other opinion is Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who says it's a girl. Another teretz, vibay seima, another way to understand, is the braisa speaking about a boy. The ratio of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, the ratio that says that at 12 you come a godl if you have shtei saris, represents the opinion of Shimon ben Elazar. The sefer that says you need to be 13 represents the opinion of Rebbe. V'beis eim ha'hava ha'hava Rebbe. Ha'hava tinnik v'ha'hava tinnikus. By a boy, Reb Shimon ben Elazar will say you need to be 13. Rebbe will hold you need to be 13. By a girl, you need to be 12. V'beis eim ha'hava ha'hava Shimon ben Elazar. Ha'hava tinnik ha'hava tinnikus. Reb Shimon ben Elazar is just the opposite. A boy is at 12 and a girl is 13. So I saw the Mefarshim ask, that it's quite common that the Gemara should come up with a question, and that the Gemara should give it that, as we have here, a seemingly contradictory, self-contradictory statement. But where do we find that the Gemara should say so many terutzim to one tekasha? So he says, the Mefarshim say the Gemara is very gishmak. Because every one of these terutzim, the Gemara finds unsatisfactory until it finds the most satisfactory answer. The first teretz said, that one statement represents two opposites opinion. Teichsman kalifnezman, teichsman kalachasman. Highly unlikely. So, and it seems that there's an opinion that holds the teichsman is kalachasman, that nobody holds that way. So that's why the Gemara was dissatisfied with the second teretz. So then the Gemara said, okay, we're going to say a teretz that has everybody holding teichsman is kalifnezman. But one statement is going to represent either Rebbe and the other statement of Shimon Elazar. Also difficult. That one sentence should represent two different tanoim. So therefore the Gemara came back with the last teretz that has only one tana, just differentiating between a boy and a girl, which makes the most sense. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, we learned in the Braisa that it is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that it is a simon. Even if the stars came at such a young age, they are considered a simon. Says the Gemara, even though Rabbi Yosef has this lenient approach, Omer Kibzdoi Bereid Rabbi Shapsoi Hu Shoidin Ba. Even Rabbi Yosef will agree, and this is very geschmack with the way we learned the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda doesn't make him a bar bas mitzvah before 12 or 13. He says the saris that were there from before could be considered those required saris. It says the Gemara, they still have to be there. We can't rely on the fact that they were there. They still need to be there after the age of 12 or 13. Tanya namihachi, ben tashan v'yom echot shemi be saris, shuma, and here says the Gemara, the punchline, ben tes v'adjud be shan v'yom echot, v'oiden boy. The Tanakama holds that since they developed so early, they're only considered shuma, the opinion of Tanakama. Yudayim is simon, but they have to be oiden boy. They still have to be there. Amar Rava, says Rava, Hilchsa d'alochi is toichsman kalifneizman. Simonim that appear before the proper age are ignored. Says the Gemara, Rashmu b'azotra masnul hashmats d'Rava b'haylishna. He had Rava saying his alochi this way. Amar Rava, p'tana koi v'shana yud ma'menes v'halachas. A girl, just to review the halacha. The Torah Akdaisha gives a father the right to marry off his daughter. Only the father, when she's a ketana. No one else has that right. And those kedushin, if a father marries off his daughter, even if she's a ketana, are kedushin deraisa. And the only way that that marriage can be terminated is if there's a get, or if the husband dies. But the Rabbanan, particularly in times of Chazal, where girls got married very young, so here you have a girl who never lost her father. She's a Yisayma. So there's nobody who could marry off Midaraisa. Because only, as we just said, the father has that right. So Chazal were Misakin, that her mother or her brothers have the right to be marry her off. But those are Kedushin that are only Kedushin the Rabbanim. There's actually another case that we always mention of the Yisayma B'chayo Av, which means as follows. If the father married off the daughter who's a Ketana, and then her husband divorced her, the halacha is that the father doesn't get a second chance to marry her off, even though she's still a ketana. So even though she, Baruch Hashem, has a father, halachically she's considered like a yisayma. But since these are kedushi derabbanim, the halacha gives them, the rabbanim also instituted a very interesting halacha called miyun, which we would probably define as annulment. The girl could say, I don't want to be married, and the marriage dissolves. She only has the right to do that until she's a gedayla. And as we're learning the shir, once she's a gedayla and she had bia with her husband after she's a gedayla, now the kedusha become a kedusha deraisa that cannot be dissolved, through miyun. Says Rava, not to read the Gemara again, tanakoy beishona yiban menes v'haylechas, up to the age of 12 she could do miyun, v'kav elch enem menes, she can no longer do miyun, v'enechaletzes, nor can she do chalitza. As we learned in this parak, the halacha is that a girl who becomes a yavama can only do chalitz if she's a gedayla. So here says Rava that if she's 12 years old, she can't do chalitza. So the Gemara's question is obvious. Hagufakasha. How do we understand this? Amrit enim amenes. On one hand, we're saying that we don't allow her to do mean anymore. Why? Because I'm a gedayla here. We're treating her as a gedayla. So ask the Gemara, if we're treating her as a gedayla, I gedaylihi tachlitz, then she should be allowed to do chalitza. Either or. If we're treating her like a gedayla, not letting her do miyun, then we should allow her to do chalitza. If not, so we shouldn't let her do chalitza, but we should let her do a miyun. V'chi teiman, why will you answer mesapkalei, that there's a question? Ask the Marmi mesapkalei, is Rava the mandam that has a question of what is the status of a girl, or for that matter, a boy, from a Rava? This is the famous Chazaka the Rava, that holds Ketana Shegi L'Chalal Shenesah. Once a girl is 12 years old, a boy is 13 years old, and it's Dika Bedika. There's no requirement for Bedika, because Chazaka Hevi Siman. Answers the Gemara, you're right. There is the Chazaka the Rava. But where do we have the Chazaka the Rava? Han Imili V'Stama. Well, we have no reason to think differently. So we have no reason to think differently. We assume that a 12-year-old girl has the saris, that the 13-year-old boy has the saris. Aval hocha, Here we refer to a situation, the batku v'loyashkechu. We know for a fact that the Noah Saris, because we did an examination. Ask the Gemara, if we did this examination, and we know for a fact that the Noah Saris, and therefore we're treating her as a ketana, and that's why she can't do chalitza, great, but ketiman, she should be allowed to do miyun, because she's a ketana. Answers the Gemara, no. Chashin shabanashu. What happened is as follows. She's 12 years old. We did a bedika and then no saris. We did a bedika and then no saris. So that's why chalitza is not allowed, because she's a seemingly a ketana. Why don't we allow her to do miyun? For we need to be concerned that maybe she had saris and they fell out. So that's why we have to be machma. Ask the Gemara, but this issue, if there's room for such a concern, says the Gemara, is actually a machloikas amaroim. According to Mandam, it says that such a chshash has a place in halacha. So now we understand Rava very well. However, according to the opinion that says we don't have to be concerned about Nashru, we're back to where we started, Michael Amemer, for says the Gemara, this subject is actually a machloikas tanoim, ditmar, rapapa amar. Rapapa's opinion is, ein chashem anashu, we need not be concerned. Rapapa amar chashem, we need to be concerned. So according to the man, the amar, ein chashem, how do we understand this Gemara? Answers the Gemara, hanimili, when does he say ein chashem, linya chalitza, avalin yamiyun? When it comes to miyun, he agrees chashem. Ask the Gemara, we can't understand this. B'chlal demand amachoshin chaletzes v'choshin ba'amakomer. He says, if you're choshish, you be choshish. If you're not choshish, you're not choshish. How do we separate me and from chalitza? El oilam de loybatka. We're referring here to a situation where there was no bedika. We have the chazaka de rova. Linya chalitza choshin. And regarding chalitza with choshish, that we don't rely on rova's chazaka. V'ki kamer rova chazaka. When did Rava say that we could rely on the chazaka? Strictly lemin. Aval lechalitza, Rava will agree that we require a bedika. Omer of Dimi Manado, and we're going to come back to this in a moment. Hilchasa, the halacha is, choshin shem nashu. We need to be concerned, maybe the saris fell out. However, says the Gemara, that means, if the girl is 12 years old, and there are no saris, we can't allow her to do miyin. Because we have to be concerned, Shem and Ashu. But, says the Gemara, even if she's 12 years old, there would be a case, and we alluded to this earlier, that Miyan could be done. Where she became Mekudeshes through her mother and brothers when she was below 12, or Baalachazman. And now there was Bia after she became 12 years old. So if she's a Gedailah, now the Kedushin are no longer a Kedushin the Rabbanan, they're Kedushin the Raisa. And we have a Sfeika the Raisa, and we have to be Machmer. If she's not 12 years old, or even if she is already 12 years old, but they never had beer after she became 12 years old, so this Kedushin was never consummated into a Kedusha deraisa, everybody will agree she could still do miyun. So as we said, this Gemara teaches us the Chazaka derava. What is the Chazaka derava? To review, that we assume that a boy who's 12 years old, who's 13 years old, or a girl who's 12 years old, brought the saris. Says the Bi'er Halacha. Says the Bi'er Halacha, we could only rely on the Chazaka de Rava for the Rabbanim. Which means, we could allow him to get an Aliyah, we could allow him to be about Shliach Tzibur, we could allow him to be part of Zimun, because these are all Dinim de Rabbanim. But when it comes to Dinim de Raisa, we can't rely on the Chazaka de Rava. And therefore, let's say we want this boy to be mites, or this girl, to be mites, if someone else with Birchas HaMazon, we wouldn't allow it. Because Birchas HaMazon, we know, is a deraisa, and you can't rely on the Chazaka de Rav for the deraisa. This is the reason why we wouldn't give a bar mitzvah boy the haftarah of Parsha Zachar, mafta and Parsha Zachar. Because the chiyah of Parsha Zachar is a deraisa, and he may not be a bar mitzvah. But the question really is, and all the Mefarshim asked this obvious question. Here we're saying, and this is the general consensus of Paiskim, that we rely only on the Chazaka, the Rava, for the Rabban and not for the Raisa. But Rava is a Chazaka. And half a Shas is based on Chazaka. All of a sudden we're ignoring Chazakas. So the Paiskim have two reasons why not. One reason is because it's a chazaka de efshel of ruri. When do we rely on a chazaka? Well, we can make our own determination. Here we could be baidik. We could do it. We could check and see if he has the saris. Since we could do it, we can then when it's efshel of ruri, we don't rely on a chazaka. Another approach is that there's a miyat hamotzi, famous Mishkas Yaakov. The Mishkas Yaakov says miyat hamotzi means that there's significant enough percentage, 10%, to assume that there's an exception to the rule. And even though Rava says that most boys and most girls develop the saris at the time that they're, by the time they're bar or bas mitzvah, there is enough of a significant population that don't, and therefore we can't rely on that chazaka when we speak about a deraisa. Says the Noid of Yehuda, what's the nafkamina between these two pshatim? Very interesting pshat. He says like this, what would be if we'll have a boy who's just bar mitzvah and wrote a Sefer Torah, wrote tefillin? Now we know that Sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzahs are only kosher if they were written by adults. So you had this young boy, this bar mitzvah boy, wrote the stam, and then he's not here. They lived in a different world where it was hard to find people. He traveled far away, and we have the Sefer Torah. Could we read from it or not? If we say that the vart is efshel of ruray, here it's not efshel of ruray. Because he's not here, we can't do it, and therefore we can rely on the chazaka. If we say, however, the problem with the chazaka, the rava, is because there's a mira matzui against the chazaka, so it doesn't make a difference if he's here or not. We have a mira matzui against the chazaka, we have an issue with the raisa, and we can't rely on the chazaka. There's a very interesting point that Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Tshuvas Van Hoggis and the Me'adam Vizmanim makes. Very interesting point. He says, when we speak about a boy or a girl becoming adults, there's really two concepts. There's one concept, you're not an adult until you're 13 or 12, which they saris. And then there's a concept of a level of maturity, of intelligence. The Gemara always considers a katan as someone who doesn't have the proper das. So he wants to say a very big chiddush. He says, we know the Torah says, v'shmat mesamatzis. The mitzvahs, the matzah that we use on Pesach has to have shimur, that they don't become chametz. Shema could only be done by an intelligent individual. Why would, and that's a chiv deraisa. Shmatan samatzis, a pasuk in the Torah. What would be the halacha, he asks, if you have a boy who's just 13 years old, can we rely on the chazaka derava? Because he was saying for deraisa, we just finished learning, for deraisa we don't rely on the chazaka derava. But maybe when don't we rely on the chazaka derava? Only when the issue is he an adult or not? So by the Raisa, where the Torah requires an adult, we may not be able to rely on the Chazaka to determine that he's an adult. Here the point of Shmata Samatzis is dependent on intelligence, on Das. And maybe for that we can rely on the Chazaka, the Rava, even for the Raisa. Very big Chiddush. Then there's another interesting Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim asked the following Shaila. Even though we're saying that we can't rely on the chazaka, the rabba for the raisa, what would be the halacha if you have two boys, both have the exact same birthday? Make a very simple, could one of them blow shofar, chiv the raisa for the next one? He says, because we can make an argument that there's a svek sveika. What's the svek sveika? Maybe he is already a gadol, and even if he's not a gadol, maybe his friend is still a katan, so he has no chiv deraisa. He only has a chiv derabanan. So we could rely maybe on the svek sveika to allow him to blow shofar for his friend who's the exact same age as him. Makes sense. Says the Shar Ephraim that you can't. The Beis Ephraim, Shar Ephraim is the same. Why not? He says because we learned the Tosfos at the beginning of this Masechta that says a svek sveika that's contradicted with another svek sveika falls away. We want to rely on the svek sveika that Reuven, one bar mitzvah boy, to blow the shofar for his friend Shimon, who's the exact same age as him. Now what's going to happen if Shimon is going to want to say Birchas Hamazon for Reuven? So what we would say, yeah, he could say it. Suffolk, maybe Shimon is a bar mitzvah already. And even if not, maybe Reuven is still a katan. But a moment ago we said he's a gadol. So we have two svek svekas that contradict each other, and the svek svekas fall away. Says the Gemara. Amrav Huna, Higdish for Ochel, if this boy or girl who are mufla samach l'ish, that we've learned that nadarim are nadarim, if they made a nether, or hegdish, as we know, is a form of a nether, and they ate loika. Why? Shnem ish kliyafli lindar v'lo yachal devarai. Kosh yeshna b'aflo yeshna b'bal yachal, kosh ena b'aflo ena b'bal yachal. So if Avnuna suggests that these two rules travel together, if his nether is considered a nether, then if he violates the nether, he gets the einish. It's interesting to point out that the Shem Shmuel says, why is nedarim different than all other halachas? Till now, we know in all areas of halacha, you're either a bar or bas mitzvah, or you're not a bar or bas mitzvah. Here we have a new concept a year before. Why? So he says, very gishmak, he says, nedarim is a very unique halacha. All other halachas require a person's action. The one place where it's just words, which are less than action, are by nedarim. So since nedarim have this unique attribute that it only refers to speaking and nothing else, that's why nedarim have different rules as far as what age your nether is a nether. But back to our Gemara. Our Gemara is saying, Rav Huna is suggesting that these two rules travel together. Masrav Huna, Be'yehuda L'siyula Rav Huna, L'fisha Metzinu. Since we find, Shehesh V'akosef, Hakotn Kegodl, L'zobn Shvua, if somebody makes a Shvua, or L'isser, or if he makes something Osir through a nether, which most Rishonim means through Atfosa, as we discussed in Masechta Nedarim. U'l'bal Yachal, Yachal Yehei Chayiv Al-Agdesha Karbon, we would think that if he made something hegdish and then he violated, he should have to bring a carbon. Tamalaymer zehadover, that he's not chayv a carbon. It's a very interesting question from the Beis Yitzchak Lemberger Rov, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkes. He asked the following question. He asks that there's a famous machlokes throughout Shas, if kahanim a shlucha de don a shlucha de rachmana. So he asks, if we're going to say that kahanim is shlucha didon, that when the kohen does the avoida, he's actually acting as a shliach for the person who brought the carbon. So how can we have a havamina that a cotton could bring a carbon? A cotton is la'ba shlichas. The Gemara needs a pasuk here, he asks, to teach us that a cotton, we would think, have to bring a carbon. Kamashma, he doesn't. How can he bring carbon? The kohen has to be a shliach, and a kohen can't be a shliach of a cotton. So he says a very bechidish. He says it wouldn't work with shlichus, it would work with tzchiya. Bringing a carbon on behalf of somebody who's mechuyev a carbon is a schus. V'zochel adam shleib afonov. So there you could do it without shlichus. So if that's the case, he continues to ask. And this is something we spoke in the previous year. So then you could say by godl as well. Why don't we say that a kohen could always bring a carbon on behalf of a godl, even if he doesn't appoint, even if he doesn't bring the carbon, because of the concept of Zochel Adam Shleib Afonov. So he says, a Godel has the ability to be shoyel on his carbon. He spoke about it yesterday. A cotton, we learned in our previous year, a mufla samach lish, may be worse off than a Godel. He can make a nether, but he can't have a nether annulled. And therefore, you could say Zechir by cotton, not by Godel. Back to our Gemara. Ketonimius. But what do we see here? Lisl b'ayachal chayif. So isn't that a proof to what Rav Huna said, that the cotton, who the Torah is giving him the ability to make nedarim, will also be chayif b'ayachal? And so the Gemara, ema l'issa b'ayachal. What the Gemara means to say is that if there's an issa b'ayachal, but not that he would get malchus. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Manushach. I muflasam chlish daraisa. If the ability of a mufla samachlish to make nedarim is midaraisa, then the halacha should be milken nami lelilki. If, on the other hand, mufla samachlish lav deraisa, that it's only a din derabbanan, is a nami leka. And says the Gemara, what's meant here is oisam hamazar malav. What the Gemara means here is that the people have to make sure that the cotton should not violate a nether he makes. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Shmamina, from here it's a raya, that, and not that the cotton actually is over the Issa deraisa, but what it means to say is that the parent or whoever has the ability, has the obligation that if a katan made a nether, even if it's only a derabbanon, to make sure he keeps his nether. And from here it's a raya, the katan oichel nevels bezdem mitzvah alav lafrishai, which is a famous question, Gemara Masechta Yevamos, if bezdin does have that obligation. And so Gemara, hachem ha'iskinen, kigon shehigdash shuv achlacherim. Again, the Gemara is saying the cotton can make a nether. The cotton won't be over by Yachel. Who is the one that's going to be over by Yachel? The cotton made something hegdish, and a godel ate it, and he's over by Yachel. Asked Gemara, Hanicha, that would be a good explanation. Lemandam and hegdish shuv achlacherim loikin. That indeed the mandam that holds that if the cotton makes it a hegdish, the mufla samachlish makes it a hegdish, and someone else eats it, they get malchus. So that's how we could understand this brisa. However, asked the Gemara, Eleman Dama ain't like in that if the cotton made it hegdish, and then a godel eats it, there is no malchus. We're back to where we started. Mayik lemeimer ditmar, for as we have learned, hegdish who, if the cotton was magdish something, the cotton was magdish of food, v'achlu acherim, and then adults went and ate it, Rav Kanam ain't like in, Rav Yochanan Shlokish Dam Tavayu like in. So how do we understand this pasuk? According to Mandam Ein Leiken, and so the Gemara, this entire brice is only with Rabbanan. I quoted a pasuk, the only cross machta Balma. So again, there is no Bayachel, there is no Bayachel, and when the brice says it means Isur de Rabbanan Baalma, it could be on the adult, it could be on the child, but there is no deraisa, because even though a child Mufla Samach Lish has the ability to make Nadarim, those Nadarim don't, he doesn't carry with it a Chiyuv Bal Yachol. Gufa. So Gemara picks up on this din that we just learned. Higdish, if a cotton was magged or something, Vachlo Cheir, and then adults ate it, we have a Machloikus. Rav Kalhan Amma ain't likin, Rav Yaichim Ashlokish Amma Tavayu likin. But my kamiflagi. So why, how do we explain this machlaikas? Suggest the Gemara. Mar sova, the mandam that says that if the adults would eat this food, the chayiv malchus, because he holds the ability of a mufla samach lish to make a nether is a daraisa. Or mar sova, whereas the other mandam holds the mufla samach lish, the ability for a mufla samach lish to make a nether is only midrabot. Ask the Gemara, Mosav, Rav Yimriya, if you have a case. Again, the girl that we spoke about in Amun Aleph. The girl who's a Yisayma. And her mother and her brothers married her off. So what is her Kedushin? Her Kedushin are only Kedushin the Rabbanim. So Halacha says the Brice is Bala Meifala. Her husband can be Meifin in the Dorim. So ask the Gemara. Yeah, Bishlam Mufa Samachlish the Rabbanim. It would say that the entire ability of a mufla samachlish to make nedarim is only the midrabanon. So now we can understand very geshmak this braisa. Also nesud rabanon. Yes, this marriage, as we explained earlier in our shir, is only in nesud rabanon. But Chazal, just like they made the marriage of the rabanon, have also said that they can mevatel nedarim the rabanon. Eli amidaraisa, if we're going to say the ability of a ktana, of a mufla samachlish, to make a nedim is midaraisa, but this nesuin is only in nesuin drabonon. Ask the Gemara, us nesu drabonon umvatlin nididaraisa. How would we understand this? Answers the Gemara, Amar Yudah Mishmuel Baal Meiflam Manavshach. Id rabonon derais drabonon. If the ned is drabonon and the marriage is drabonon, everything is great. Id deraisa. If on the other hand the ned is deraisa. So, and now he's violating the nether. It's a situation of cotton oichel nevelis, vein bezdin mitzvah lafrisha. Ask the Gemara, that's fine, until she becomes an adult. Here it says that he's made for it. And she could eat it forever. But once she's an adult, she can't eat it. The kigod lo ochlo, by afara kamaisa, she's gonna continue eating it. And that afara was not a valid afara, because it was only in the suun de rabbanon. And now the nether becomes a nether deraisa. And says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ravoy, Bala Meifa, Lo Kal Shah Shah, for Hashabal. After he's boiled her, he's made for it again. Ask the Gemara, for I am Bala Meifa Bekoidman. The loch is that even though a husband can be made for the dharm of his wife, he can't be made for pre-existing conditions. So if this nether is here from before, and now after they consummate the marriage into Kedusha Daraisa, he'll be made for it, it's too late. Answers the Gemara, the Pinchas Mishmei the Rava, Darim Pinchas Mishmei the Rava, call on the Deris Adas Bali in the Deris, and she made the nether based on her husband accepting it. So Farshim asked, if that's the case, call on the Deris Adas Bali in the Deris, then why does the Torah have to give a special rule that the husband can be made for the nether? Everybody makes a nether, makes it Adas Bala. Tosfos has the Kasha. So there's a number of answers. One is that this din of Kol Nederes, Das Bal Nederes is only after we know in the Torah teaches us that the husband has this right. So that's what a woman thinks when she gets married. Another nafkamina is as follows. What would be the halacha if she's saying, I'm making a nether and I don't want my husband to have any power over the nether? So if it's only because Kol Nederes, Das Bal Nederes, so then here there's no Das Bala. If it's because of the din of the Torah, she can't abrogate the din of the Torah. Another nafkamina will be the Torah speaks about husband being mekayim the nether. Once the husband's mekayim the nether, it can't be mufar anymore. So if the vart is that we're following the din Torah, so then it doesn't make a difference. If we say kol das, then once he's mekayim it, it can't be annulled. If it's kol daderes, or das balin daderes, it makes no difference if he was mekayim it, he could still be made for it.